Royal Radio on Siren Radio with Jasmine Foley, Natalie Hayes-Cowley, and some of the finest theatricals on the planet.
And I suspect that neither Natalie nor indeed Jasmine will be aware of Rumen Gamba. Nope. It's another edition, it's a summer edition of Royal Radio, and Rumen Gamba there, whose orchestra actually were bringing us The Adventures of Robin Hood, the theme from...
Oh, we knew that. We
yeah, of course, of course, exactly. And that ties in so much with respect to the announcement that the new Theatre Royal, Lincoln's Pantomime, is, of course...
Robin Hood.
Exactly. And we've got a Robin Hood theme kind of going through the programme, possibly, walk through that, as we reveal all sorts of exciting things, including the fact that the cast has actually been announced just a couple of days ago, of course.
Yeah, four members of the cast have been announced, mm-hmm. but another five to go, and then, of course, the professional dancers and then the junior ensemble, so there's still... many more people to announce. It seems, our headline cast has been announced.
It seems like only yesterday we were actually celebrating the Easter pantomime. And before that, of course, the other pantomime. Here we are. And if we just said, as in M.M., who has one of the major roles there, that possibly sort of shares all sorts of things away. It's in the public eye. Melinda Messenger.
Melinda Messenger. And, you know, I met her last week. And she is the most delightful woman. Very petite. Mm. Very petite. Mm. Gorgeous. She's going to be...
Much like yourself and Jasmine, then, obviously.
You charmer. No, she's lovely, so I'm really looking forward to working with her. And, of course, our gorgeous boys are back. Yes.
Chris is back with us.
Yes, and Barney Harwood. So, and the pair of them work beautifully together, and they're a real sort of comedy force to be reckoned with. So, we're going to have lots of fun with those boys.
Panto is such a great Christmas theatre tradition that the whole family can enjoy. I really love the warmth and laughter it brings to everybody and can't wait to work with Natalie and the team at the new Theatre Royal in Lincoln. Not my words, the words of Melinda Messenger herself.
Yes.
Possibly joining us for a phone link in the very near future, I would have thought, just to sort of build up the whole thing.
Yes.
Now, people actually like to have visualisation of Royal Radio and actually gaze in wonderment at the photograph we usually put online to accompany these sessions. You might have thought, well, Natalie's looking very slick and like 21st century gal and doing all sorts of things. Meanwhile, of course, Jasmine has been in a time machine.
I had a few strange looks on the walk to work this morning from the car, I must say. Mm. Yeah.
First of all, congratulations, Jasmine. You are a winner since last we spoke, of course. You have won in Ireland, and what have you won?
So I'm now Mrs. Galaxy Island, and I'm going to compete in the Galaxy International Pageant in Orlando, Florida in 4 weeks.
Exciting stuff. We will be supporting you every step of the way. Absolutely. Of course, I mean, Natalie, Ollie's going to be beside himself with stress and concerns, basically, from that point of view. Or is he going to cope, do you think, in Jasmine's absence?
Yeah, Ollie and Harvey will be fine, but we'll be too busy sort of fighting over who gets to go out with her. We all want to go as well and support her. It's so exciting.
Well done on that. But the reason you're not dressed as Mrs. Lincolnshire Galaxy on the programme today, because that would have been an interesting look, as a more kind of World War II Rosie the Riveter look, is because you're all set and ready for...
1940s weekend.
Do you want to share any more about the 1940s?
Share what it is you're doing today.
Yeah, so I'm all dressed up, ready to film a little video this afternoon for 1940s weekend. So we've got two film screenings that we've putting on at the theatre for 1940s weekend, which are Hope and Glory and The Memphis Belle. So this afternoon we're going to be filming a nice little promo video for those, and I get to star in it, so I'm all ready to go.
Of course.
Radio. It's Siren Radio. I'm Chris Johnson, and you have ears. Enjoy.
It's the way that Chris always manages to get sort of breathless, isn't it? And he's back in pantomime, as we've said.
He is. He's been in all of my pantomimes since the very first one. Mm. Chris has been in them all because
it's like your lucky charm.
Such a joy. Where
is my lucky charm? It's Chris Johnson.
Yes. Triple threat performer, and he's just on point each and every performance. He's a joy to work with.
Got to have professionals. That's the important thing.
Absolutely.
Can't be dealing with photos. You could stir it up, etc. I mean, let's face it. There's no place for Prime Minister Boris if he's there in any way, shape, or form. It wouldn't work. We have been joined in the studio. Phrase which is always interesting when you use it in radio, by a young man who graduated from the University of Lincoln in English and is now doing a master's degree in journalism, and he's based in Leicester. Sorry, it's like a bit of bully, isn't it? In Leicester, etc. It's Fergus Jeffs. How are you, Fergus?
I'm doing all right, thank you.
Marvellous. Have you ever been in the 3.5 years or so, actually nearly 4 years you've been at Lincoln, to the new Theatre Royal Lincoln?
Unfortunately, I haven't.
Unbelievable.
I was going to go, a bit of panto booze
coming up.
I was going to go there when they were doing the stuff for children in need last year, but it was kind of double booked. I had to get home.
You missed a great night.
Okay. Yeah. But clearly, Chris is. Chris, he just can't get out of it. Fergus is somebody who might be very interested in the comedy night at the Royal.
Yes.
In July. Because he likes a laugh. He comes in every Thursday morning and he likes a laugh. Yeah, he's still all great, etc. What's happening and why? Why do you think this could be right up Fergus's street?
I think it'll be absolutely up his street. We actually have student tickets as well, which is really helpful for you guys. Yeah. It's actually our 7th comedy night at the Royal. It's our in-house comedy nights that we have on a regular basis. James Cook is coming back to be the MC. He's done quite a few of ours.
After he discovered Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
251 years ago, and now he's hosting comedy nights at Lincoln. Fantastic.
The longevity in that man is just brilliant. Just brilliant. We've got Adam Bloom and we've got Ivan Brackenbury, who I have to say is absolutely hilarious. Tom Binns, obviously the hospital radio DJ.
I mean, the fact of the matter is, Tom Binns might well actually sort of be going it for last, but that is almost drama documentary.
Believe me,
I have seen Ivan Brackenbury and so on, and his whole hospital radio system. I mean, it's just worth it alone, if only to actually see what you shouldn't do in major broadcasting this year.
Absolutely. I mean, some of the videos that we've shared, you know, it's questionable how.
It's just questionable.
Just questionable.
Exactly.
Say
no more.
So our comedy night, again, that is in-house, as is our pantomime, so it's really important that, you know, our lovely members of public that support the theatre, those particular shows are the ones that really do support the theatre. So the tickets are £15. We have student tickets for £9.50.
Yeah.
That floats your boat. Yeah, absolute bargain. And it starts at 8 o'clock.
And you're guaranteed to split your sides.
Absolutely. Our set in itself, every comedian that comes to the theatre are really wowed by it because it's something to sort of view. It's not a black box that a lot of comedy nights are housed in.
You should introduce perhaps a gong show, that if they're not actually making people laugh, they actually have a gong which sort of wheels them off. Like Comedy Club in London, they used to have a gong thing that was there. They probably still do, actually. I never actually took part in it myself because I just thought, it's the point, you just step away from the whole thing. Too competitive, too much pressure, just ease back from the whole thing. That's the important side.
Oh, gosh.
I cannot believe, Jasmine, that even though you are kitted out like the perfect quintessential 40s woman, are you kind of more British UK 40s woman, or are you going for the American look? Because I think
just
you can do either.
I could pull together this morning, really. Whichever I look more like, that's the one I was going for.
Just share the news that, Fergus, you're actually sitting next to the winner of Mrs. Lincolnshire Galaxy. Heading off to America in 4 English weeks from now. So, date wise, we're talking about mid August.
Okay, like 19th
of August. 19th of August. That'd be wonderful stuff. And presumably on the socials, we can follow you through on that basis.
Yeah, so Mrs. Galaxy Island on
Mrs.
Facebook
Galaxy Island.
And on Instagram.
You see, who needs a hard backstop when you've got that kind of world joyous happiness coming through from that point of view? Take note, British politicians. But I can't believe, actually, Jasmine, that you said, so what's he done then, this Bruce Springsteen from Newark, New Jersey? What's he done?
Who would ever say that?
No, just go over to the US, to the USA. I think it's very important. You're well aware. You know, you can't turn around. Somebody turns around and says, you know, Bruce Springsteen, who is he? You know, what's he all about, etc. What would be a winning entry straight away could collapse totally. We'll find out while we're playing The Boss in a few moments from now.
Just
on the 16th of August, the day before Jasmine will be flying over to the United States. The Sound of Springsteen will be at the New Theatre Royal Lincoln, formed in late 2017 from a passion for the work of The Boss. Jasmine, that's the name, Bruce Springsteen. Each member of this seven-piece band, of course, have their own unique abilities as performers and an undeniable love of the musical. I suspect that Born in the USA will actually be part of the oeuvre, Natalie.
Absolutely, and I would suspect that they'll probably do it as their finale, because they usually do the biggest sort of song of an artist they tend to sort of save, and that is up there, isn't it?
Yeah, I would possibly have also gone for Born to Run.
Thunder yeah. Road, even.
Thunder Road.
Yeah.
There's so many sort of delightful things actually there. I mean, even at this very moment in time, even though you're probably listening to this, if you're listening to it on our Wednesday slot, it's probably coming around to, let me see, about 20 past one. If you're listening to it on the podcast, it's whatever time you're listening to. But in the background, obviously, Bruce himself has decided to rev up his engines, which is nice. It's all good stuff with that line. And we couldn't wish for anything more. But Sound of Springsteen at the New Theatre Royal Lincoln. Tickets still available?
Tickets are still available, yes.
So go for it. We'll talk about a couple of other bits and pieces as well, including a fantastic way in which you can spread the load if you've got a family and you're thinking, I'd love to go and actually see Robin Hood with Melinda Messenger and the gang at the New Theatre Royal Lincoln, but I know, times are tight, etc. There is a solution. There is a solution which Natalie will reveal in a matter of moments after something, which again keeps this kind of merry people theme going. Notice the non-sexist way I actually use that. The Robin Hood and his merry people. Here comes Dick James.
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, with his band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood. He called the greatest archers to a tavern on the green. They vowed to help the people of the king. They handled all the trouble on the English country scene and still found plenty of time to sing. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, with his band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
Well, children, would you all like to join in with me?
Yes!
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, with his band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood. He came to Sherwood Forest with a feather in his cap, a fighter never looking for a fight. His bow was always ready and he kept his arrows sharp. He used them to fight for what was right.
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, with his band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
Nothing like the joys of Robin Hood to keep us happy in all sorts of ways. And how can people not rob from the rich to actually get pantomime tickets for Robin Hood? But there is a wonderful way which you've actually released on social media which you'd like to share on Royal Radio. Natalie?
Yes, there is. We understand and we can appreciate with our customers and with everybody, particularly young families. I've been there myself with my children. It's an expensive sort of expensive thing for any family to come and see a pantomime. So we thought, right, what can we do to kind of ease that burden so people aren't panicking, they've got all Christmas present stuff to buy? So we're doing 4 easy payments. So basically people can pay in instalments. So 4 instalments throughout the year to pay for their pantomime tickets.
I love the way in which the social media is activated by having little bags of swag they actually have. Yes. 4 Very impressive. I like that. It's very good. Obviously, I pay more attention to the New Theatre Royal feeds than I have done to Mrs. Lincolnshire Galaxy. Otherwise, I would have known, you know, what Helen was talking about when she said, oh, yes, give my best to Jasmine. She's off to America shortly, isn't she? And I thought, well, she must have done something there. And a winner. Very good stuff from that point of view. Okay, we're going to talk about other grand events that are happening in the summer, plus, of course, the movies that are coming through from that.
Yes.
And what better way to actually bridge Robin Hood to movies than with a number that actually was number one for weeks and weeks and weeks. And you know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I think everybody knows.
It's a Canadian singer, and he was singing it he was singing it with his heart, really, in all sorts of ways. Everything he does, he does it for the New Theatre Royal Lincoln.
Oh, if only.
It's true, everything I do.
And so he goes, Brian Adams. We could play it on. I mean, obviously, there's that. Do you think enough? I mean, you know, technically we've got another 3.5 minutes to go, but I feel, you know, maybe there's more Royal Radio goodness to be squeezed out as opposed to Brian Adams. Of course, the Robin Hood theme, fairly self-evident. So there we are. Jasmine, talk to us about movies that are coming up in the new Theatre Royal Lincoln, and many movies might be actually reviewed by Fergus, if he sort of, you know,
yeah, exactly.
Maybe. Added bonus for that sort of thing. So what sort of things are floating your boat?
So we've got loads of films coming up over summer, and it's a really, really good value for money as well, so it's a great option for families especially. So we do have a lot of family films coming, so The Nutcracker and the Four Realms, Smallfoot, Mary Poppins Returns, The Incredibles 2 and Wreck-It Ralph 2, Ralph Breaks the Internet. And then we've got some nice ones for people to come and watch if you want a nice little date night or something, like A Star is Born, Bohemian Rhapsody. So, yeah, we've got loads of great things.
And the thing I really like about this is it's almost a throwback to the wonderful times where if you didn't catch a movie when it was on its first run, basically you knew there was always a cinema somewhere you could maybe catch it. And certain things, you know, unless you've got a home cinema screen and a full sense-around scenario, you need to see them on a big screen. You know, you need to have
Absolutely,
that experience.
Yeah. It was wonderful, actually. I watched, we had for Valentine's Day last year, or was it this year? I can't actually remember. All merges into one. And we had Pretty Woman. And I actually watched it in the theatre, and the ambiance, and just, I can't describe it, it's just wonderful for movies. It's a really lovely setting, and obviously being at the theatre all the time, I don't often get to go to the cinema, so I'm really looking forward to watching these films, because I haven't seen any of them. Star is Born in particular, I've been told, is fantastic, so I'm looking forward to watching that.
And of course, as far as Pretty Woman is concerned, we heard from our film correspondent Richard Fitzwilliams, he went to see the stage show of Pretty Woman, which is now going down great guns in New York and is transferring over to London in the new year, so
that's
one from the new theatre on. Exactly, even with the actual bath scene and kiss. That's wonderful. That's great stuff. Okay, moving on, a few other sort of exciting things. I mean, Jasmine, which one of those? I mean, you strike me as an Incredibles girl. I mean, I just, you know, or maybe Mary Poppins Returns.
I'm very versatile.
Of course.
I mean, I love all different types of films. Yeah. It depends what mood I'm in. Mm. I definitely watch a lot of kind of, like, animation type film, you know, when you need a bit of a pick me up, something really just like really happy
film.
Yeah. And then also
Smallfoot,
I do things like, yeah, I would definitely watch all of them. I'm a bit of a child at heart, so.
I mean, I'd go Hotel Transylvania just because they're on holiday. It's exactly, you know, the whole Hotel Transylvania cast.
Well, that'll get me ready for my trip.
Precisely,
yeah.
Exactly. Fergus, you strike me as being a How to Train Your Dragon 3 number, or possibly Hope and Glory, one of those two, basically.
Yeah, I am a fan of the How to Train Dragon series, but yeah, Hope and Glory, I was just looking that up before coming in today, and I'd heard of it, but I didn't realise how successful it was. It was like an Oscar-nominated film, back in the day.
I think David Putnam, if memory serves. I think it was part of the Gold Crest thing. Oh, am I completely wrong? I might be completely wrong about that. I might be thinking about Memphis Belle from that point of view. So don't take that particular element. But there's Hope and Glory, and Memphis Belle, of course, wonderful, heart-rending tale about Second World War, which, I mean, really, Jasmine, you should come in your full 1940s outfit for both Hope and Glory and Memphis Belle, really.
Might have to get this lookout again, I think.
It would confuse people, but it's still there. And then, just in case people haven't ever seen Bo Rap.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me. To me. Just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all
Toronto of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo, Galileo
Figaro. Magnifico!
Oh, I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah, no, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let me go!
We will not let you go.
Let me go!
Never let you go.
Never let me go!
No, 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 no.
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me.
It was like a scene from Wayne's World. In the studio we heard Jasmine and Natalie actually doing all the kind of Wayne commercials and sort of it's amazing really what was going on. Still, never mind, one of these days we'll have to actually do FaceTime live on the whole show.
That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Elma the Patchwork Elephant, after the joys of A Star is Born and Wreck-It Ralph 2 and The Incredibles 2, we're back to live performance for all the family with Elma the Patchwork Elephant.
Yes, and they're brilliant, I have to say. All the children's shows are great. For me, in particular, I love watching the children just being so engaged in the audience.
And the postgraduate students, in the case.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's everyone enjoys them, don't they? Let's face it. So it's for age over ones. They have 21 puppets in the show.
21 puppets?
Yes.
That's amazing.
And that's from the creators of The Very Hungry Caterpillar as well, which is another show that we had previously at the theatre. But yeah, another lovely, they're full of colourful props, scenery.
In fact, so many, Elma the Patchwork Elephant is almost wearing exactly the same clothing or jacket that Roy Chubby Brown wears later in the season.
True. That's completely jumping from
Totally, yeah. Don't get them confused if you're wanting for family shows. Just don't do that.
No, really don't. Really don't. But yes, no, so it is a wonderful experience for everybody, and all the staff and the team at the theatre just love young audiences. Their little faces just light up. It's so lovely to see.
I just think it's very impressive by the fact we play the music, they quieten down in their sort of drills. We open the microphones up, suddenly they sort of start drilling again. It's amazing. Yeah, listen to that. I wonder how they'll respond to this little number, which I believe is actually featured in the Robin Hood pantomime. And again, if you can have the quote, the thought of once again spending my festive season at the new Theatre Royal makes me a very merry man indeed. In fact, I'm all a quiver. Oh, it's Chris Johnson, not my words, obviously, I have to say that. It's just a quiz there from that point of view. I think you might say twiddly-dee, twiddly-dee-dee-dee. Do you think that would come through? So, twiddly-dee, twiddly-dee-dee. We should actually do that as a collective.
That's beautifully done. I think so. Yes.
Twiddly-dee-dee-dee.
Twiddly-dee-dee-dee.
Twiddly-dee-dee-dee. Twiddly-dee-dee-dee. Twiddly-dee-dee-dee. Twiddly-dee-dee-dee. Twiddly-dee-dee-dee. Twiddly-dee-dee-dee. Twiddly-dee-dee-dee. Twiddly-dee-dee-dee. Twiddly-dee-dee-dee. Twiddly-dee-dee-dee. Twiddly-dee-dee-dee. Twiddly-dee-dee-dee. Twiddly-dee-dee-dee. Twiddly-dee-dee-dee. Twiddly-dee-dee-dee. Twiddly-dee-dee-dee. Twiddly-dee-dee-dee. Twiddly-dee-dee-dee. Twiddly-dee-dee-dee. Twiddly-dee-dee-dee. Twiddly-dee-dee-dee. Twiddly-dee-dee-dee. Twiddly-dee-dee-dee. Twiddly-dee-dee-dee. Twiddly-dee-dee-dee. Twi
Goes Rockin' Robin, which may in some way, shape or form be appearing in Pantomime. Okay, that's enough of Robin Hood. A reminder, if you think you're doing it, book now, because it's never too early to book tickets for the Pantomime, is it, Natalie?
Absolutely not. You need to get your best seats.
And you can see the delights of Melinda Messenger and Dominic Littlewood. And indeed, I wasn't aware Melinda was also a guest presenter on Talk Radio. I knew she was at various other bits and pieces, but there we are. So clearly, you know, she's done her training for Siren Radio and Royal Radio. So that's good. So, yeah,
that's lots of presenting in so many shows. This is endless.
It's all good stuff. Okay, we've talked about Elmer the Patchwork Elephant. Where else would you suggest people should be thinking about? Because clearly lots of great movies that we've been talking about, which proves that unlike certain theatres that go dark in the summer, the New Theatre Royal doesn't. It never does.
No, it never does. We're very busy over the summer. Obviously, we've got films. We've also got our week workshop with students, obviously from the stage school, and also it's open. It's like a summer school, let's just say. Children.
And I would also suggest it's well worth taking the opportunity. I mean, you may have listened to this online, it's one of our podcasts, but that only gives you the audio picture. Go and book for a tour of the theatre itself.
Yes, absolutely.
And you can see lots of great things from that point of view. A backstage theatre tour, which gives you a full look at the proscenium arch and all of the other bits and pieces that's actually there.
How the magic happens. Because people are really shocked, actually, when they go backstage. They're absolutely in disbelief. Mm.
Without, of course, eliminating the magic. The magic is still there. It's just enhanced. Yeah, it's like a DVD extra. You know, it's like
how it's done. How precisely. It's done. How it's put together.
It's very, very good. So, before you jet off to Orlando, Florida, to prove that the winning of... I've got to ask the question. I mean, this has been... Mrs. Lincolnshire Galaxy Island. Is there an Irish background there, Jasmine?
Yeah, so I was Mrs. Lincolnshire Galaxy.
Of course,
originally,
yes.
So that's
yeah.
what I started out as at this the beginning. And yeah. I competed in the UK competition. Mm-hmm. For Galaxy, where I came second runner-up.
Excellent.
And then my mum's Irish, so I'm half Irish and half
So
Irish.
Rather like the footballers who used to play for Jack Charlton, who thought, you sound like a Cockney, how can you be Irish? Suddenly, now it becomes...
Yeah, so then I was invited to go over and compete in Ireland.
Not just compete.
And then I went over and I won
exactly.
in Ireland.
Win.
So.
Yeah, I mean, the joy that, I mean, some of your predecessors, not in the Mrs. Lincolnshire Galaxy, but certainly in the Miss Lincolnshire, I mean, obviously, Eva MacDonald, who's currently entertaining people in The Joys of Withensea. I know, Withensea. Still, she's working her way up to the New Theatre Royal, I'm sure. Yeah, she's working her way through that. And indeed, the fantastic Miss Lincolnshire last year, who's now over in Spain and is a big fan, and she's become a regular actually on our Midweek Drive morning editions at 9:30. Of course, that's Chloe Rose. Yeah. They're loving it in Spain, actually. So she's doing very, very well. She sends her best as well, so it's nice to see that that's there. But even they have not reached that standard of actually becoming an Irish Mrs. Lincolnshire Galaxy.
Yeah.
Or indeed Mrs. Lincolnshire Galaxy Island. It's great.
Okay. Seem to be hitting America.
Yeah.
Come on, John.
It's wonderful. Goes under. Fergus, are you thinking of actually gender transition? No.
No.
Neither am I. I just want to make that quite clear.
Pageants for men.
Oh. There we are then. Right. Pageants for men. Right. Let us move on. Natalie seems to have discovered some wildlife.
Yes, a little spider on the
That's good fortune.
Good
fortune there, clearly. A spider wants to actually say, is it okay for me to turn up at the New Theatre Royal Lincoln to check things out as well? Of course it is. We'll find a summary of some of the key things that are there. We'll give all the details out in terms of how you can access the New Theatre Royal Lincoln.co.uk. There, I've just said it. And more in terms of the socials, etc. And we'll also find out which movies Fergus is most looking forward to actually seeing, which ones he'd give the thumbs up to. It's like Fergus's films. See what I did there? Fergie's films. Mm. You can use so many things with F. You know, fantastic, fearsome, fearless. Lots of sort of ways you can actually work on that premise from that point of view. And as Mama Cass would say, like the New Theatre Royal Lincoln, getting better every day. Quite rightly so, too. Just in case you are wondering,
Royal Radio on Siren Radio with Jasmine Foley, Natalie Hayes-Cowley and some of the finest theatricals on the planet.
variety. Not that Fergus is a theatrical, but...
do some jazz hands, then you are.
Yeah, exactly. That's all you need. There. Demonstrated quite clearly. Jazz hands in force. OK, Bebopalula, worth mentioning as well, coming up very, very shortly.
Absolutely, yeah, coming up on Sunday. Fantastic show. It's got something for everyone, this one. It's actually a West End hit as well.
Bebopalula. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's my baby.
Of course. We should do that duet that we've been after.
So.
It definitely needs to be
sorted
through. Exactly. Meanwhile, as we approach those sort of final segments, Fergus, what's your movie going to be? Which one? Or ones? We'll allow you three choices. Three picks for this. Where would you actually sort of say, yeah, go for that?
Well, I think... Hope and Glory, I'm definitely going to check out. Okay. I think it seems, you know, pretty special film there. Incredibles 2, because I haven't seen it, and I was a fan of the original. No, I never saw it in things. And I think SP A Star Is Born. I mean, it may be the third remake, but it doesn't diminish in quality whatsoever.
Does not diminish in quality. Yeah. Take that, Barbara Streisand, and Kris Kristofferson, and indeed before that, James Mason, and I think Judy Garland.
Yep. Film about Judy Garland coming out soon.
Exactly. It's just, there's like, well, inevitably, because once you've actually done Wizard of Oz, clearly everybody else jumps on the bandwagon and says, what else can we actually do to circulate that? And what about your own choices, Jasmine? Where would you sort of point the Jasmine Foley, Mrs. Linkage of Galaxy finger at?
So I've already seen Bohemian Rhapsody, but it was one of the best films I've seen in a long time, so I could definitely watch that again.
Okay.
So I think I'll have to watch that. And I really want to see Wreck-It Ralph 2, Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Good choice.
Because I thoroughly enjoyed the first one.
I really enjoyed the first one.
Yeah, and I haven't seen that, so definitely would like to see that.
Excellent.
And then, yeah, I'd want to watch A Star Is Born again as well, but I'd definitely recommend taking tissues, because there's quite a few
emotionally
tears when I watched that one.
Bit like when Natalie watches a Disney movie, an animation thing, and Bambi's mother dies.
I really can't watch anything like that.
And those,
really
those wildebeests go on a rampage during life. It's too much, isn't it?
It's too much for me. But no, there's so many to choose from, isn't there? Star Is Born, I've not seen that, so I'm looking forward to that. Mary Poppins, not seen that either.
You haven't seen Mary Poppins
no!
Returns?
I don't have time. I'm always at the theatre. I don't have time to go to
So bring the movies to the theatre that you own. Exactly.
You've caught me out now.
By the theatre, we'll sort that thing through. Simples, as they say. Speaking of sadness, I mean, I wasn't going to mention this because I don't think they've appeared at the new theatre or maybe one day, but I actually shed tears over the latest Meerkat installment. That is just heartrending. If you haven't seen the Meerkat advertisement where the two little children...
Yes, exactly.
That is heartrending. I mean, that is heartrending.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Man. We'll get Alexander Meerkat into the system before too long. How can people actually get in touch with the joys of the theatre in all of the various Instagram, Facebook, Twitter ways and so on? Jasmine?
So if you want to chat to one of our friendly box office staff, then you can call on 01522 519999, or you can go on our website, which is ntrlincoln.co.uk, or follow us on all of our social media platforms. So we're New Theatre Royal Lincoln on Facebook, NTR Lincoln on Twitter, and NTR Lincoln on Instagram.
And I'm sure that Natalie wouldn't mind if you'd like to just promote the adventures that you're taking with Mrs. Lincolnshire Galaxy Island, because the entire staff of the New Theatre Royal Lincoln and the County of Lincolnshire will be supporting you. How do people follow you on that one?
So if you'd like to see what I'm getting up to, on Instagram it's Mrs. Galaxy Island, and on Facebook if you search Mrs. Galaxy Island Jasmine Foley, you'll be able to find me on there as well.
Awesome. You've been listening to Royal Radio, the latest edition, possibly on Wednesday afternoon if you've been tuned in from that point of view, in which case great. If not, you might have tuned into the podcast and you can listen to it all over again from that point of view. Is it Break a Leg we finish with? I thought so. Just we work our way through that. So we say those wonderful three words after three. One, two, three.
Break a leg.